5.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that site, freetalklive.com. Start things out going overseas. Wayne, you've got a story from, is it Italy?
Yes.
Where they have really gotten... Well, micromanaging over people's lives and who they can associate with and where. I mean, here in America, we believe that according to the government's constitution, there's some right to assemble, to peaceably assemble. But even here in America, that has that right has been restricted by governments who, local governments, who, for instance, will say that you are not allowed to have a protest without permission. As we're seeing with the Democratic and Republican conventions where protesters are just not allowed. And if you happen to be nearby a protester, then you just get rounded up, too.
The right, the First Amendment says the right to peaceably assemble. It doesn't say the right to peaceably assemble with a permit.
So there's the obviously protest permits, gathering permits. If you just want to go get together and hang out and you're above a certain number of people. Remember, I remember down in Sarasota, Florida, where you and I used to live, Mark, and actually Wayne used to live in Sarasota. But I remember down there, they actually had passed an ordinance in the city that said that nobody may gather in groups of more than 75 on public property. And so, you know, that was pretty outrageous to us, a clear violation of their own rules, which is their government's constitution. And I mean, nothing ever came about of the libertarian parties fighting that. But nonetheless, you know, we certainly were pretty outraged by it. But this makes it look pretty sad in comparison, Wayne.
Yes, there was a story from the Belfast Telegraph. Italian mayor accused of fascism as gatherings of three or more people are banned. Massimo Giordano, a member of the Anti-Immigration Northern League, has been compared by the left with the fascist dictator Benito Mussolini for banning gatherings of more than two people in public places at night. Those who ignore the ban will face a €500 fine.
Wait a minute. Two? Two people?
More than two people, so three or more.
So you and I could hang out, Wayne, but if Mark came over to talk with us, then that would be a gathering and we'd be in trouble.
Yes.
If spotted by the police.
We would be in trouble if we were at nighttime.
So...
Did they give any indication as to why they have this ordinance going? I mean,
Giordano maintains that the citizens of Navarra had asked for the measure to reinforce decorum and prevent damage to public parks and gardens. However, opposition councillors have responded with fury and said it was reminiscent of Benito Mussolini's edict of the 1920s, which banned groups of five or more people.
No, so, that's worse than reminiscent.
Yes, that's even worse than Mussolini.
Amazing, isn't it?
Giordano also banned drinking in public places after 6 p.m. and closed an immigrant cultural center.
Talk about just a no-fun kind of guy.
Opposition councillor Sarah Palladini said, "There is no emergency situation here in Navarra, and there's no need for fascist edict."
But there's always an emergency, Wayne. I mean, the government can always come up with something that will justify there being an emergency. I mean, when you brought this up before the show, it made me wonder, because we'd speculated, or I'd speculated on the air over the last day or so, about whether or not that 24-hour curfew was still going on down in Helena, Arkansas. And I looked around, and it's been about 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks, since the last news report came out. And the last news report was that they were expanding the 24-hour curfew. So I've not seen if it has
to what, 27 hours?
No, meaning they were expanding the areas that it applied to. So I don't know. It's just amazing watching all this happen, and they will continue to do this as long as people continue to obey. If people's response to this is to say, "Oh, well, that violates the Constitution. We're going to file a lawsuit and see what the judge has to say. In the meantime, we're not going to associate more than two or groups of larger than two." You know, if people keep going along with this crap as they try to challenge it within the system, they're just begging for more. They're just giving their tacit consent, saying, "Yes, we believe that we are ruled by your system, and we will obey whatever laws you put into place until we can possibly manage to repeal them by using your system and the rules that you set up." Really, do you want to keep running through that rat maze? Do you want to keep playing their game? You think that that by appealing to their courts and that by appealing to their government bureaucrats, that you're going to be able to turn all this around and regain freedom or attain freedom somehow?
Yeah, it's kind of like asking a criminal who's holding a gun on you and robbing you to buy you a gun.
Yeah. I mean, this is just crazy. In the meantime, you can keep robbing me, but will you please, you know, give me some way to defend myself?
Yeah.
That's really the absurdity of this. So I ask, I mean, I wonder how many people in this Italian town will obey this. How many will go along with the diktat?
Well, they are deploying 3,000 troops.
Whoa! So wait a minute, I'm sorry.
If they're going to deploy 3,000 troops, what do they need the curfew for? I mean, you know, if they've got 3,000 troops, put them out wherever the problems are and make sure that people aren't trampling the gardens or whatever it is.
The curfew allows you to arrest people, Mark, and harass them and search them.
Well, you need to be able to, you should be arresting the people that are trampling the gardens. Isn't that what the complaint
here is? Yeah, but
there's
people walking around with marijuana in their pocket. They could be arresting those people, too.
They could be.
I mean, that's what this is all about, right? It's just about obedience, and it's about giving the police more opportunities to put more warm bodies in cold prison cells.
Well, evidently from the story, it looks like they've got everyone all upset over crime. So
that's what it is in Arkansas.
Something.
It's always
do
crime.
Something. It's
that's
always
what
crime.
It was in D.C. a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some critics said the deployment would do little to reduce crime, while others objected to the use of soldiers for policing.
I think it'll probably run crime down a little bit, but in the process, your freedom goes away.
Yeah, will it run crime down? I wonder about that.
In the area where one of these soldiers is, you're not going to see a lot of crime.
Sure. Yeah, overt
3,
crime like
3,000
sure. No, wait, was
troops?
This? I thought it was like a town. This must be a city. What is this?
It's a town, but I guess this is spread out in that region. So it isn't just in the town, but it's in that region where...
So they passed this piece of legislation for a region, but it was passed in a town? Is that the idea? It's
I guess
like
this,
a city? That...
This curfew is in the town, but the troops are in an area, and a lot of it's also being blamed on immigrants, too, illegal immigrants.
A lot of the crime?
Yes, a lot of the crime.
That sounds really familiar, Wayne. All of that sounds awfully
I remember when them Italians came over here, they were all kinds of crime.
Those damn Italians.
Now they're complaining about immigrants over there.
So, I mean, it's just this micromanaging. These people believe they own you. They believe they own your property. They believe they own you. They believe they own your children. We were talking last night about a story where teenagers in Texas, some teenagers are going to be given GPS tracking anklets, and they'll have to wear them at all times because they skipped school a handful of times because they're chronically not attending the government schools. So they're going to turn them into more obvious prisoners. I mean, we know that kids are prisoners already. They go to the day camp kind of prison for 8 hours a day, and then they're allowed to be taken care of by their other, the people that are responsible for feeding them. But it's just so sad to see all of this happen and to watch Americans and Italians and people all around the world just shrug and say, oh, well, it's for our safety. We better obey. Oh, we wouldn't want to be arrested now, would we? We wouldn't want to go to the government's prison for a day or two or however long they would hold you on some violation like this. Presumably they might ticket you first because they want to get money, right? They don't want to spend money. They don't want to spend their money on putting you in a jail cell if they don't have to. They'd rather have you paying them and out and about making the money with which to pay them.
And how are soldiers going to address burglary and mugging?
Sounds like the soldiers are probably pretty pricey too. I don't know. Do they have to pay soldiers more when they go fight or no?
Probably when they fight, they get a higher wage.
Yeah,
but they're not fighting. They're just doing,
occupying.
Right. Navarra has about 103,000 people.
Okay, so about the size of Manchester, New Hampshire, then. 3,000 troops. Imagine that, those of you living in relatively small, I mean, that's kind of a mid-sized to smallish city, 10,000 people. Those of you living in a city, imagine having troops all about the place, at every street corner.
It sounds like 3,000 troops would be pretty outnumbered if people just decided not to obey.
Well, they certainly would. But, that
everything
won't
fails. The entire government system crumbles if people decide not to obey. The thing really does... It lives and dies based on people's obedience. And that's why they're so scared. That's why you watched the video, Wayne, before the show started. We're going to talk about that a little bit more, some of the responses that have come out from my video, The Couch Enforcer, which you can see at freekeen.com. But they beg us to vote. They beg us to participate in their system. Why is that? Why are they so concerned?
And why do they want you to vote?
What is it about the whole process that they want us to adhere to? Why is it they're so afraid that we aren't adhering to their process? It's because the process is what gives them their legitimacy. It's what separates them from every other criminal gang out there. We'll get to your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune and lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 27, 2008. Gold opened at $828.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $853.36, $420.58 for half ounce, and $210.29 for quarter ounce. That's $853.36, $420.58, and $210.29.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-204-6421. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up
whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including archives, an entire year's worth of the program, front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, just click, and they're yours at freetalklive.com.
If you haven't got that will done, go get it now. Go get it done now at LegalZoom.com. Your family will thank you. If you, you know, we're all going to die someday. Might happen to you sooner than you think. LegalZoom.com will help you take care of those kind of situations. Use code FTL to save $10 or off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Norbert is on the line in Illinois. Norbert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, guys, hi.
Hey, how you doing? What's happening,
sorry,
Norbert?
The phone kind of went in and out there for a second. So.
Sounds good to me, though. Go right ahead.
All right. Gentlemen, good to finally hear your voices live. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, but I don't want to drag you out into that. But
yes, sir.
I have a little issue with my friend. I've converted to libertarianism, mostly thanks to you two guys, Mark, Ian, and your support group. You guys really showed me the way to go, changed my mind completely as to the world of politics.
Wasn't you changed your mind, we did not.
Yeah, well, you guys really helped. You
Thank
guys
you.
Put it in such a plain way, clarified things, it's unbelievable. And I actually want you guys to help me out with a little issue I'm having with my buddy.
All right, what is it?
I can't really argue, create good arguments very well, and it's been really hard for me to show him, my buddy, the way of thinking that you guys can make. Now, I showed him your website, and I've told them a little bit about liberty, and I've given them some good arguments. For example, you guys, you know, get rid of the police, you guys can have protection services, get rid of roads, you can privatize them.
Oh, you're jumping right into the tough ones, or is that what he's bringing up as objections?
Well, he's a truck driver, so he's got a lot of time to think. He went on the road, came back a couple of months later, and threw this whole system at me. Now, my first reaction, this is completely communist. Let me tell you the system.
Okay.
In his mind, greed is something to be eliminated. It is not a virtue. It is a complete, I'm forgetting the word right now since I'm a little bit nervous. But,
that's okay.
You know, the opposite of greed.
You know, when people bring up greed, I always think of the fact that it doesn't matter what type of society you have. You can have greed in a communist society. What
yeah,
do you think
sure.
all the members of the Politburo
right.
are? They're greedy for power, and they live in all the best houses and eat the best food, and everybody else stands in line for toilet paper.
Oh, of course.
If hit him with this. That it's not greed that, in fact, is the bad thing, but it's, in fact, dishonesty. It's being willing to hurt other people to get what you want. Because if you're greedy and you never do anything to harm anyone, you know, how bad is that? You never donate to a, you know, I'm trying to think of Scrooge McDuck here, who probably would do something wrong, but, you know, he wouldn't give money to a charity. He would hoard all of his money. He would, you know, be stingy in spending it and that kind of thing. He'd be, oh, remarkably like Ian. And,
hey, now. I give quite a bit of myself. Thank you very much.
You're always out doing something. That's for sure. But, You don't like to spend money on things.
I like to spend money on the things that should have money spent on them.
Like blinking boxes.
Exactly.
And that's about it. Anyhow, you drink sour milk rather than...
But really, addressing greed, I think John Stossel did a fine job. He actually had I believe it was back in the 90s, one of his hour-long presentations about why greed is good. And it's my understanding that the basic concept there is that greed is fine as long as the people who are greedy are checked by free market competition. So if you are a greedy businessman that wants to make all kinds of money marketing up your products, you can only mark up your products so much as long as there's somebody else in town or somebody else who's free to start up a competing business to get in there and say, whoa, you're getting way too greedy. I'm jumping in and I'm going to compete and I'm going to take your market share. The time greed becomes a problem, and it is a problem today. The reason why it's a problem is because of power, because people with guns are willing to use guns in order to satiate their greed, and that's what we have with the government system today. So that's where greed really becomes dangerous. But I know you just barely begun describing his vision.
And also the big problem nowadays is you have people with political connections who are able to use the guns of government to enforce their greed rather than being able to compete on a level playing field with everybody else.
Sure. So business regulations are actually a result of greed rather than some altruistic trying to help the people.
Well, that's right. And so much of our economy nowadays is not capitalistic. It's actually cartelized. And
right.
That comes from greed, too, and the use of government to rob the people.
But government is the enabler of all of this stuff.
Yes.
So what's the rest of the vision? Go ahead.
Well, it's really funny because I stressed to him that government is a bad thing, except for Mark. Well, what are you going to do? But government is bad. So he came up with a communist system, actually without a form of government. Sorry, that's my dog.
No problem.
Another room.
You can't have a communist system without a government. Because...
Right, that's what I said, but... So let me quickly describe the system from beginning to end.
Okay, good.
And what he wants to do is... His theory of why all other communist governments failed is because there's no means of supporting production.
No. The reason why other communist governments fail is because he wasn't put in charge.
Right. Exactly.
You know what?
So
I can't help but...
In his mind, the way to make communism work is to have some magical machine and a means of that would be able to produce everything that everybody needed.
Like Star Trek.
Okay,
like Star Trek,
sound like
right.
The Star Trek vision.
So,
you know, I can't help but thinking about your friend since he's a truck driver. If you can, because sometimes if you tell him something, he says, oh, yeah. But do you have a good book on tape you can give him just to listen to on one of his trips?
How about Free Talk Live on MP3s?
Or the Market for Liberty?
I actually did give him Free Talk Live on MP3s. And it's funny because he agrees with everything that I say, but then he forms these weird ideas that are not... workable.
We have actually discussed the idea that property, you know, the idea of property would change once there was a replicator, which is what they called it on Star Trek.
Yeah.
Right.
And unlimited energy.
It really would. Well, you know, once there's unlimited energy, once there's unlimited, you know, you can always, if somebody steals your milkshake out of your hand and you can go get another milkshake at the replicator, big deal.
Big deal, right.
So property would entirely change with a replicator machine, but currently property is finite.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, it's control of finite resources that, you know, drives many people. This is this greed thing that he's talking about. I may agree with him.
One thing's for sure, we're never going to get to the point of having a replicator unless we have a free marketplace
in order to
have people have the freedom to make these changes. You know, one thing you might want to point out to him or talk to him about is some of the things you agree on, and you may have already done this, but it's important. I mean, for those listening, it's important that if you feel like you're arguing with your friends or family, then don't argue. Try to instead persuade. And there's some excellent books over at the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org about how to use the tactics of persuasion, basically verbal jujitsu or whatever,
right,
to essentially bring them on board. And so starting on a point of agreement is always a good way. So as a truck driver, he's probably regulated to death if he's, you know, driving certain interstate. The federal government is probably down his throat. That might be something to ask him about. You know, ask him questions about what's it like to be controlled in that way, and then some, you know, extract out, well, if you think you'd be better off without the government there, let's look at some other areas where government's actually causing harm instead of helping. And I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the Internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and get interactive there for free at wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, internobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internkanobs.com, or see their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, it's Lucas in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lucas.
Hey, guys. Hey. I would just like to express my frustration in trying to bring the older crowd, like 20 and up, to the message of liberty.
That's the older crowd?
Yeah, for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm starting high school next week.
You're starting high school, you said?
Yeah.
Wow.
Next week. Yeah.
Have fun with that. So go ahead and share some of your stories.
I'm just going to list some things that left me completely flabbergasted, some of these responses. I do not have the right to snort coke off of a hooker's ass.
Well,
if you've paid her, you absolutely do.
I imagine it seems like you went extreme awfully quickly.
Yes, I try to be funny.
Wait, okay. Was that one of their responses to you, or one of...
Yes, I do not have the inalienable right to snort coke off a hooker's ass.
True, you don't have the inalienable right by default, but if you've contracted with the hooker, then she'll probably let you snort whatever you want.
Well, provided that I had contracted with her.
Okay.
Well, yeah. They're wrong. Why would they say something like that?
Oh, you know, they've been taught for the past two decades to love Big Brother.
Hmm. Well, maybe it's this instead.
What?
Maybe it's that, you know, it's especially when you're getting down in the age brackets. For instance, to a senior in high school, everything that a freshman says is stupid. To, you know, older people, everything that younger people say is stupid and immature. And,
this is a good point.
You know,
well, a lot of these people thought I had already finished high school. I mean, it's on the interbus.
Ah, okay.
I don't have an explanation there then beyond that other than, you know, they just don't think you have that right.
By the way, have you ever snorted cocaine off a hooker's ass?
I don't. How many hookers can you find?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. My birthday is right around the
corner. Thank you haven't.
It's very overrated.
The cocaine's not good for you, and the hooker's worse for you.
Ice cream is better.
Ice cream off the hooker, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Awesome.
You're gonna catch something.
Good tips. Good tips. You know, the internet discussions are really only worth so much. Whenever you're on an internet forum, whatever it is you're discussing, whether you're debating, you know, movies or politics issues, whatever it is, it's really just a knockdown, dirty, drag-out fight for the most part. I mean, you can try to use the elements of persuasion, but most of the people on these internet forums are kind of troll. A lot of them are very trollish, and they're just playing with you as much as you're playing with them. And so really, if anything, it's going to benefit those who are watching. So even if you don't actually have a conversion success with the person you're talking to, you never know who was looking at the threads that you're posting that may have actually been persuaded by what you say.
And another one that kind of left me floored, when I brought up, private protection agencies, here's what I got a response to. Free market competition in production would be a big problem if you think about it more deeply. What's to stop these protection agencies from fighting each other and causing all-out wars?
This person doesn't understand economics.
That's pretty common. It's one of the concerns that I have with the whole idea of free market protectionism.
How are they going to fund their war?
Well, how do gangs fund their wars?
Well, there's not really much of a gang war. I mean, they just assassinate one another.
So guerrilla war?
Okay, but the gang members aren't being usually paid by the gang. I mean, they usually get paid when they do a drug deal or something like that. They get paid sort of on the spot. I don't know if gang members are on salary.
So you're saying these security companies couldn't have company men that were of the same ilk that gang members are?
I'm saying it's going to cost them. It's not that this is impossible, Mark. It is possible, but it will cost them dearly if they are going around trying to initiate force on their competition when the competition is fully willing to defend itself with force. You're going to lose men. You're going to have to pay out big time to their families or whatever sort of insurance policies they might have taken out on themselves. I mean, many of these guys are going to have something to lose, so it's going to cost quite a bit in order to employ their services to enact violence upon people. I mean, we're talking about something that is significantly economically prohibitive. And the only reason why governments can do it, and this is the reason you don't see, the reason why governments do it is because they can print their own money. They can print out as much as they need to print in order to pay the military people.
And taxes.
Businesses don't have that ability. These so-called private protection agencies would have to be getting their money either from personal savings, or they'd have to be extracting it from their voluntarily contributing customers. And I don't want to give money to a company that's going to be initiating force on another company. That's not the kind of world that I want to live in. So, again, it's just economically not feasible to actually do something like that. You would lose money hand over fist, and you'd have no way of reclaiming it. I mean, because if you go and you kill off your competition, what are you going to take over? Their offices? A couple of cars? I mean, what's you're not going to be able to make your money back in any way, shape, or form, and you'll be constantly opposed. If one company gets taken out, there will be another company that starts up that says, "Well, they messed up. We can do it right. Give us your money. We'll protect you from these people that are looking to use force over you." So, yes, it's possible. It's not very likely, though. And right now, we have a gang of criminals that's exercising arbitrary and coercive force over an entire population, and they call themselves government. And that's what we're trying to deal with. Great objections. Call us back some other time. Thanks, Lucas, for the call. 800-259-9231. We go to Alex in New Jersey, another one of our younger listeners. You're on the Amp Line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I sent you an email regarding how I was inspired by Sam in Texas to really question the authority of my direct to supposed superiors. What I decided to do was question the principal of my high school what would be the consequences if I did not sign the school policy agreement? And school.
And wait, what is this? Is this like some sort of thing you have to sign every year?
Yeah, every year you sign a school policy agreement saying that you will agree with everything that's in the handbook.
So you'll wear the dress, you'll do the dress code appropriately and all of their silly little rules.
Right.
I'm reading it here.
It says substance abuse policy, weapons awareness agreement, computer use and internet contract, which is my big thing, and the dress code.
Hmm.
So I went down to the school and I talked to the secretary and, you know, she dodged the question and then she redirected it to the head office person, and I politely asked the bureaucrat, what would happen if I don't sign this form?
Hmm.
And then she was kind of stunned by the question, and she became all nervous.
Yeah,
she
most of their victims
the
just sign it. They don't question it. You're probably the
right.
first person that's ever done that.
She made a copy of the form, and then she wrote something on it, and then she made a phone call to the principal.
Hmm.
And then the principal came running in, like rushing in with another administrator, and he was looking all afraid. And then the head bureaucrat stated that I was refusing to sign the form, and I never said that.
Did you correct them, or did you just let it lie?
Well, I did correct them. Not I didn't interrupt her, but I did correct them at the end. But when the principal saw me, he kind of turned. He calmed down and he looked unsurprised because I'm that kid who's always questioning authority.
Mm. Yep.
So his response to my question was that I wouldn't be allowed to come in school. But that was at first. And then I started pressing upon him what the legal ramifications would be if I didn't sign it. But he kept saying that I wouldn't be allowed to come into school, and he was kind of dodging the question because mm-hmm. he didn't want to make it seem like it was the system was against me.
Yeah.
You know, that the tables are all against me. He wanted to make it seem like this is our process, as Sam would say. But I would question him further, and he said that I would be placed in an alternative school.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what would happen if that were the case? Would I be taken to that alternative school involuntarily against my will? And he said, yes, that I would. And
what
I said, I assured him after that I would sign the papers, and we kind of laughed, we shook hands, and then he was all relieved after that, and I thanked him for his time, and then I walked out.
Would that mean, I wonder why he was so relieved. Was it because, do you think it's because they get paid based per pupil? Like each pupil they have in the school is, you know, another 40 grand that the school gets in a budget, or 13 or whatever it is that they spend, 7 grand, whatever the amount is. Is that why he was so happy about this? I want you to continue your story
maybe
here.
Maybe it's just more paperwork.
Hang on, Alex. 800-259-9231. I want to find out if he knows anything about this alternative school. Is it a school that's more like jail than regular school? What is the alternative school? This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. And if you'd like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you're buying, new or used, in over 41 categories, get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're getting the stuff you want. Great prices, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones and back to Alex. In New Jersey, you went in, you decided to ask some questions that maybe the school bureaucrats don't normally get from their victims when they try to force them or coerce them into signing the little I agree to your rules statement they want you to sign at the beginning of every school year. And they acted as though they were shocked. They probably had never heard a question like that from the mouths of any of their anybody. And they said that you don't have to sign it, but you're not going to be allowed to come to school here. When you pressed for more information, they did reveal that you would be forced to go to an alternative school. What does that mean? Do you know what is the alternative school in your area? Are you familiar with it?
I'm not familiar with it because I'm a pretty good student, but. From what I've been able to research, the alternative school is for troubled teens who have emotional issues.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I hear that word emotional issues and teens, I'm always thinking of drugs. And
yes.
I'm thinking of drugs like pharmaceutical drugs that they're going to force the kid to take.
That's a possibility.
It also means they just don't agree with what their betters tell them.
Well, yeah, you've got an emotional problem because you won't sign this agreement like everyone else.
That's right.
Right. So, I just walked out, I was all polite and friendly, but on the first day of school, which is September 4th, I'm going to sign it, but I'm going to put TDC for threat duress coercion.
Why don't you write the whole thing?
Yeah, why not write
threat
it out?
This was, signed under threat duress or coercion.
Right. I know Wayne advocates TDC, but it doesn't ring anybody's bells. It's not a common acronym, so it's going to go over everybody's head. Whereas if you write under duress or all rights reserved or threat duress coercion, it makes it very, very clear. And you're in no rush to sign it. You write that before you sign it, right? Do you write it above your signature?
Well,
right
after, but you want to write it close enough where they can't crop it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why people do TDC rather than writing it out is it's subtle, so that let's say somebody's demanding you sign something before you can go leave there or something. you can sneak in the TDC. They don't notice it right away. You can leave, and then later on, if it ever comes up in court, you can say, yeah, I signed a TDC because I was under threat to arrest and coercion.
Has anyone ever done that?
But in this case, I would like to hear the answer to that. But in this case, he doesn't need to be subtle. He can bring a hammer. He's been threatened.
Right. Has anyone ever done that, though, Wayne? I mean, can you point to anything where somebody's gone into court and shown them, well, this is TDC, so they're therefore...
Well, I knew some people out in California who actually signed their driver's license with TDC on the end. And one of them told me he got pulled over when the cop saw it. He couldn't give him a ticket.
Sounds fantastic.
Sounds like one of those Patriot stories.
Yeah, exactly. And the problem, of course, with these things is that eventually people on the other side decide how they want to deal with that. And it doesn't really matter what the law says. But
right, exactly. They'll do whatever they want. I mean, they could see that and they can have a problem with it. They could demand that you sign it again, or they could just pass it on through and act as though it's nothing.
That's right,
right.
Or they can throw you in jail.
What was just absolutely great about the whole incident was that I had a hidden voice recorder on me. And I'll be posting a link to it on the forums, but I just think that was one of the best things that I could have done.
Any idea what the laws are in your particular state as far as recording people?
Well, no, I think it's just a matter of if you can use it as evidence. I mean,
Not here in New Hampshire.
Give it out freely to people online. It may not be evidence, though.
There are a lot of states where they don't require anybody's consent, where only one party needs to know. So if you are one of the parties, then that's good enough. And there are actually a lot of states like that. But here in New Hampshire, for instance, it's just if you record anybody without their knowledge, then, you know, where they are in a place where they would expect privacy, then you're in trouble. It may just be without their knowledge. I don't even know if they have to even have an expectation of privacy. I don't have the rules in front of me. Not that I really care that much.
What was good was that we didn't have an expectation of privacy because this was in the main office. People are taking phone calls, things of that nature.
They may have an expectation that they're not recorded, though.
Yeah, they may have an expectation they not be recorded. It kind of is interesting when you do announce that you're recording because, number one, you cover your butt. Whatever place you're in.
He's probably not allowed to have a recording device in school.
In school? Well, now, you were visiting. They're not even back to school yet, right?
Right.
So I think you're allowed to, you know, certainly bring one if you're visiting. He hasn't signed the agreement
yet. I didn't sign the rules yet.
Right. So
if
you
it's
come
in
the
rules, then it doesn't matter.
You come in, you lay the recorder on the counter, and you say, you're being audio recorded. I have some questions about this. And then see how they behave and see what they do.
Yeah.
They may try to tell you that, you know, well, I don't give you permission to record me. Well, I didn't ask your permission. And then go on with your questions. I don't have to ask your permission. Is this public property? You know, today we were actually out in front of the high school here in Keene, and we were handing out, somebody had a sign that said, report school abuses here, and we had some flyers that we were handing out that basically say, warning, do not under any circumstances visit the following websites. And then, you know, we basically give them a whole bunch of liberty-oriented sites to don't go to these sites. And so we're handing these things out, and they came up to us, and I wasn't actually standing around when they came up. I was actually sort of in the school parking lot handing things out to people. So they came up to some of the other guys, and they threatened them, and they said, if you come past this line, the fence, basically, the school's fence, if you come on the school property, you'll be arrested for trespassing? Now, I wish I had been there for it, because I would have asked, well, is this public property? And they don't want to answer those questions, because if it's public property, then how could you be trespassing on public property? Anyway,
right.
That's just as an aside. So definitely let us know what happens. Maybe you should bring an audio recorder in when you actually sign under duress or threat, duress, coercion, whatever it is you plan on putting under there. And keep us in the loop, okay, Alex?
Definitely.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. I actually forwarded Alex's email to Sam. I said, chalk up another one, because Sam has really been inspiring a lot of people, many people to get active where they are and question the system, and, of course, a lot of others to come here to New Hampshire sooner as part of the Free State Project, this brilliant idea to move 20,000 liberty-loving activists all together to virtually the same place, all across the state of New Hampshire.
By the way, getting back to the TDC issue, I remember this one incident where I had a good friend who signed his driver's license TDC at the end of his signature.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did is, when he was getting his driver's license, he asked the lady, well, what happens if I don't sign this? And the lady says, well, you know, you could go to jail. Okay. And so he just signed his name, and they put TDC after. Well, he showed me his license, and it was cropped out.
Mm. Yeah, they don't like that. I know that a lot of times if you write things like all rights reserved underneath your name and you're trying to do some sort of commercial transaction, like at a bank, they'll just reject you. Mm. They just won't take it. So it's kind of interesting what happens when you do things like that. That's why I'd like to hear more stories. I'd like to hear about people doing these things so we can actually get some real experience.
But when we do hear the stories, we always question them. You know?
But if it's coming straight from somebody... But normally, Mark, when we hear a story, it's from somebody who says, I know somebody who told me that... Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's very rarely someone like Alex saying, I did this, and this is what happened. Not that that's that much more reliable, but I believe that it is. I think it's got an extra level.
You have to get creative in your techniques, because if everybody does the same thing, then there's always going to be a new canned response to it. But when you're always the element of surprise is really important when you're fighting for liberty, because when you can come at all these different angles, they don't really know how to react to it. That's when you really get the best reaction.
That may be true, but even if they do know what's coming, if it's coming in large enough numbers, then there's nothing they can do. I mean, if you've got non-cooperation on a mass scale, and when I say mass scale, I mean 1%. If 1% of the population is non-cooperating, they are in trouble. It doesn't matter what sort of legalese they throw at you or what notices they send to you or what hoops they want you to jump through. If you've got people just saying, no, that's okay, I don't consent to your system, I don't want your services, thanks, get off my property, or whatever, then what do they do to that? It doesn't matter what they do. They can pass all kinds of new laws. Your laws don't apply to me. I never agreed to them. You gave me the opportunity to agree when I signed the voter registration form, which they actually took that off. They took the line here in New Hampshire about agreeing to follow all their laws. They took it off the voters form. It was shortly thereafter that I had refused to sign it. I don't think I had anything to do with it, but awfully coincidental that that happened. So I actually didn't sign that. So you gave me the opportunity to consent. No, I think I'd just rather be an inhabitant here rather than one of your little citizens.
Resident.
Yeah, or resident, as they are called. All right, so the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Let's continue with David in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not much. You know, it's interesting because I was on my computer watching the Greed special from John Stossel.
Greed is good.
And I close it, and I go to Stick'Em, and then I hear you guys talking about it. So I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. But, all these discussions of, liberty and political freedom, economic freedom, obviously are relevant to, the political elections and stuff. And, there's something that's very interesting. When you read the founders, and you read the Constitution.
I want
you
to tell me what's interesting in a moment. Hang on. We'll bring you back after the news. More on the way with David and your calls as well as Hour 2 comes up. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. In this